Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Brian Gittins and Friends podcast. Say hello, David.
Hello, people. Hope you're enjoying
yourself.
How
are you, David?
Good.
How many jackets have we got on today?
I've got two jackets and a shirt. I might take off this jacket.
Let's take off the jacket.
Take off the fabrics. Here we go.
Down the microphone.
Yep, here we are. Just take left
take
arm,
off the jacket.
Right arm, and
off it comes. And then put it back on again.
Yeah, why not?
Put it back on again.
Do you want to put it back on? Yeah, let's put it back on. Okay. Temperature-wise, it might be a bit of a handful,
putting
but it doesn't
the jacket
matter.
Back on. Right arm's through.
It's all about collaboration.
And then the left arm.
Do this for 50 minutes.
Absolutely, why not?
And then we'll take it off again.
I think I will do. Brian, if that's all right, climate reasons.
Okay.
Just the left temperature. Arm. There we go.
Out comes the right arm.
There you go.
Back goes the right arm into it again.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Let's go for it. Let's.
In it goes again.
There'll be some wisdom
this
behind
third
this.
Time it's been on.
It is. Very nice.
49 minutes.
And take it off. One more time.
Just one more time, just to make sure. It's all about preparation and rehearsal, isn't it?
Yeah.
There we go. It's off.
And then one for luck.
There we go.
And then one for luck.
Just
48 minutes to go.
There we go, just a quick one. Pop it in. I'm actually getting quite good at it now. It's quite quick. Just slipping in like stockings, like a lady.
Okay.
There we go.
Now take it off, because otherwise it looks messy.
I will like to keep it off, Brian, if that's all right, because...
That voice you can hear there is David Edwards. You see it every episode. He's part of the furniture. What part of the furniture are you today?
Sort of on all fours, I'd be like a human couch.
Yes. Yes, you
would. Or a bench, sorry.
And everything's all right with you?
Yeah, absolutely. Temperature's perfect. I feel confident in the decision I've made with the coats.
Yeah.
Taking it on and off, it made me realise that, my first decision was right and I should have just gone with that.
Mm-hmm. And our guest, we've got two guests, David.
Yes.
Our first guest this episode is none other than...
Steve O'Ram.
Hello.
So how you pronounce Steve?
Steve? Yeah, I can if you want.
Can you?
Yeah.
So there you go. Orem.
Orem.
Orem. Sorry.
David never gets people's.
No, I like it. It's good.
What
I
did
could
you call
Ewan?
What did you call Ewan?
Magic.
Ewan Magic.
Yeah. Magic. I thought it was Ethan.
It is Ethan. Sorry.
Oh right. Okay. Yeah.
Do you mind? We call Orem.
No, it's fine.
It's not ideal, is it, in retrospect?
So
it's
rude.
Got to be said.
It's not rude. It's
I just picture your name on the poster.
Alternate reality. Yeah, I like it.
That's very kind of you.
Steve, I honestly think David would like to be you.
Really, why?
Oh, absolutely, I would very much like to.
I'm going to jump in straight away, just before we introduce our other guest.
Yes, quite.
You want to be a filmmaker?
Definitely, yes.
But you do nothing about it?
No. I've got a lot of ideas.
Have you got a camera?
On my mobile phone.
Yeah.
But not kind of one that, you know, sort of Hitchcock proper film reel
type
of
thing.
That's
all you need these days.
You are right.
Don't shout.
Sorry, keep the volume down. Keep it to a normal, a civilised volume with civilised men around a table.
Could James, our editor, give us a little film bed? And Steve, could you give David one tip? And how to be a filmmaker.
Ooh,
and maybe we'll come back to this throughout the podcast.
One tip.
That would be great if you don't mind.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
Well, Be truthful.
Be truthful, David.
I've always found that a hard one. A lot of people say that. Write what you know. You know what?
I think truth is more important than what you know. Right. I don't think it matters. I think you can write about anything.
But it's got to be true.
Yeah, because otherwise people get bored.
So what is it when
no
it's
more
true?
Questions.
Sorry, leave it there. Okay. Leave it there. Quite right.
You get one
stop.
Question an episode.
Quite right.
And our other guest from Patreon is none other, David, than
James.
James.
Thank goodness. I don't think that the surname was given to me when we met. So it's not me
I
being
think
rude.
It was, David.
Really?
Oh,
was
well,
it? No, absolutely. You've got your own vocal cords. Use them. You know, express yourself. I think...
Definitely was.
Definitely was.
There we go. Thank you, Charles, getting involved there, which we all need to do. It's a radio
Why
chat.
Why are you so rude every episode?
No, I'm not. Honestly, I'm not rude. I'm silent edge because I feel sorry that this chap over here, I've had a wonderful coffee and chinwag with, I've forgotten his surname.
Well, ask his surname.
It's gone to his head.
It's gone to his head. The podcast has gone to his head,
No, honestly,
finally.
It hasn't. It hasn't. I'm aware I'm burning bridges. There's smoke all around me now. What is your surname, please?
Clark.
James
Could
Clark.
You get a bit
that does ring
to
a bell.
Microphone,
that does
please,
ring
James.
A bell.
Clark.
Clark. James yeah. Clark. That does ring a bell.
Clark,
I've got it.
James Clark. Would you sort of whisper to David your name in a seductive way? See what David does. James Clark.
It's very relaxing. That was very.
Not bad, was it?
Like the ASMR. Have you seen that on YouTube where
no.
people whisper
okay,
things to
so
relax?
Here we go. So in this episode, everyone, we're going to walk across the Bridge of Death.
Gosh.
Could you explain to Steve and James what the Bridge of Death is, David?
Finally.
The Bridge of Death is basically you're guided along.
It takes you from this life to the next.
Yes.
Yeah, so we're going to see what it's
yeah,
like.
Yeah, absolutely. By the Grand Reaper.
Yeah. By the who?
The Reaper.
The what Reaper?
The Grand, is it? I don't remember. Death Reaper. What is it? Go.
The Grand Reaper.
The Grand Reapers. Yeah.
Yeah.
It is, yeah. I think that's right.
What's the proper term for it? I'm trying to think.
Grim.
The Grim Reaper. There we go. Thank you, Monsieur
How
Clark
long is
in the
bridge,
corner.
David?
The bridge is very long. It's about a 15-minute jog or about a 20-minute hike.
Okay, and it's what does it's it look like? What does the bridge look like? It's in front of us, David. What does it look like? It's sort of wooden and rickety, isn't
very
it?
Very wooden and rickety. If you remember the final scene at the end of Temple of Doom with Indiana Jones,
very similar.
It's like that. It's a rope bridge.
So we're going to go into the afterlife and have a look around.
Yeah, absolutely, and I'll hopefully come back afterwards just to have a look for future reference.
Yes, okay, so...
You rotten sluts.
You rotten sluts?
A rotten slut?
You're a bunch of rotten sluts.
A few rotten slats.
Yes, quite. You could fall through quite easily.
Okay, so the first question of the episode is from me, David.
Oh yes,
and that question is. It's really basic, actually. What's your favourite film?
Favourite film goes around.
Lovely question.
Thank you.
It is. Thank you, Charles. That is a very good one. Favourite film. Talking about Indiana Jones, it would be Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Favourite film ever.
You know, if there was a gun put to my head and they said, you know, you've got one more DVD before we pull the trigger, that's what I'd want to be watching. Harrison Ford outrunning a boulder.
Prove it.
In what sense?
Prove it's your favourite.
That's a valid point. I've probably seen it more than any other film.
How do we know you're not just talking rubbish?
I'm trying to think an absolute physical proof, empirical proof that I could give you that Raiders of the Lost Ark is my favourite film. I have a framed poster of it in my bedroom, hanging above my bed.
Still?
Yes. It's not like a teenager's one. It's just a proper souvenir type of thing. Sort of 80s classic retro in a frame. Yeah, it looks quite civilised, quite nice. And, you know, I put it there, I put it in the frame, I put a lot of work into it, and it's above the bed.
Steve, do you know that David is a film... What are you? What's
Connoisseur.
Your job?
Connoisseur.
No, what's your job?
I'm joking. Film lecturer, sorry. Yes, I've forgotten about that, yeah. Right, yeah, there you go.
Is this one of your lectures? No.
I guess so, in a way. They kind of go in this direction.
Do
it's quite an
the,
organic
do you do the
classroom.
Taking off the coat thing?
Do you do that when you go into the class?
If I become unconfident with a decision, I might go backwards, forwards.
But,
I've done that in restaurants.
But this is it. You teach A-level students, don't you?
Yes, film and media. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Yep, yeah, that's fact. Sitting in a classroom.
Yeah.
PowerPoints. Yeah. A ball, a pen.
Could you try and impress Steve with something you know about film?
Yeah, okay. Let's have a think. Sort of like a fact or some kind of.
Or act out a scene from Raiders of the Lost Ark for Steve.
Yeah. So, that'd
be
good.
James, can we have the music from Raiders of the Lost Ark underneath this scene that David apparently is his favourite film ever? So, let's act out a scene from Raiders of the Lost Ark.
So the FBI come in and they're like,
do the dialogue.
Okay. So, Mr. Jones, we've come here to talk to you about a new artifact that's been uncovered by the Nazis. Harrison sort of shakes his head a bit bored, No, but Mr. Jones, tell us, what do you know about the Ark of the Covenant? Well, I guess I know.
Hang on, quick pause. How are you feeling?
It's gripping, actually.
Yeah. Honestly, I can't take criticism.
How are you feeling, James?
On the edge of my seat.
On the edge. Well, you literally are, aren't you? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, well, it's very positive
Charles,
you to say
how
that.
Are you
it does
feeling
help
me. This? Is anyone cringing?
And
you're there. You're in it.
Getting involved, which is good.
Okay. Carry on, David.
The Ark of the Covenant is a well-known mythology that goes back decades. Well, not decades, centuries. So, when could you actually go to...
Is this word for word?
No, it's not word for word. It's more like a sort of interpretation of it.
Yeah.
Ark of the Covenant.
What's that, sorry? Dot Covenant?
Ark of the Covenant.
Not quite getting that one, Charles. Not quite. Ark of the Covenant. Ark of the Covenant. What did I call
it? Yes, bro.
Yes, bro, there we go. He's put me in the right direction.
Any other scenes from the... Could you do the scene where he's sort of underneath the truck and he's sort of got to make his way to the exhaust pipe? Can you do that? So James is going to put all the sound effects in. So here we go.
Okay.
So, go.
There's no dialogue, it's all just her expression.
That's more of a stunt, isn't it?
Yes, it is, yes.
He did it well, though.
It was good.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's just about physical endurance, isn't it?
Surprisingly physical, this podcast, isn't it?
Yeah, it is very.
For audio only.
Yeah, it's got to be said. It's got to be said. It's a lot of acting.
I like your angle. Yeah.
No, it's all about the USP, isn't it? You selling point. It's a crowded market.
Do you...
really is.
Do you like Raiders? Who signed your Raiders poster?
What was that?
He said it was signed.
Oh, no, framed.
Yeah, it was framed. I did say signed originally, but I thought that was a lie. You told me about lies, Brian. And I thought, let's keep it framed, because it is framed. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Is it still on your bedroom wall, or is that a lie?
No, it's still on my... it sounds a bit sad having an Indiana Jones framed poster, but it's very, it's proper 80s retro. It looks very civilised.
Stylish.
You know what I mean? Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
You know the Nazi with the coat hanger?
Oh, yes, yeah.
Can you do an impression of him?
I certainly can. I hope so. Anyway, I feel confident, but we'll see if the results come up to that.
Go.
Hello, Mr. Jones.
Not bad.
Welcome to the desert.
Carry on.
What else he says? So, yeah, welcome to the desert. You have come far. But your journey now will come to an end.
Is that the actual dialogue?
No, I can't. No. I don't think he actually says that much.
I don't remember that.
No, I don't. So that's sort of improvised.
It's more of a sense of the scene.
It's more of a sense, a taste.
But I like that. I think that's a valid approach. Yeah.
Well, thank you once again for the support there. I was sort of choppy water.
Are they asps?
Oh, the snakes.
Don't shout.
Sorry, keep it low. Snakes.
Could you do an impression of an asp?
Happy to do so. Just a general ambience of hissing.
Keep doing it.
There are quite a lot of asps under this bridge of death.
Loads of asps. Okay, so we're walking across the Bridge of Death, and we've just come to the other side. And what can we see, David?
We can see burning lava and volcanoes.
Yes.
So I don't know if it's hell or it's heaven, but we are wandering into a certain geographical part of the afterlife at the moment. I don't know where it is.
No.
But it looks like, you know, it's got an Armageddon sort of vibe to it, type of thing.
So we'll come back to that in
lots
a sec.
Lots of spitting fire.
Steve, have you got any questions for David at all?
Yeah.
It's Steve's first question for David.
Oh, thank you.
Well... okay. So this, I think this ties in a bit with what you've been saying. Is there anything that is commonly accepted as being true that you don't believe in?
Okay.
Like the world is round. We're supposed to believe that.
And I've seen a lot of the YouTube videos. Yeah. Some people think it's a disc, don't they?
Yeah, that's
flat.
Right. I don't believe. I don't know. I don't know.
No, I'm
believe.
Very confident that it's round.
Why?
Well, I suppose that is it. That, you know, I've never left the Earth, and that's a very good point. I guess, you know, you just
it could just be someone telling you that.
Yeah, I mean, and it'd be very easy to do as long as you're in charge of the media and all those different aspects, you know. But I guess from the early days, John Reagan.
Who?
Not John Reagan. What's his name? The guy
Patrick
from
Moore.
Patrick Moore, and who's the guy in Newsround?
Sorry.
Pop that away.
Who's John Reagan? John Craven?
John Craven, there we go. And Ronald Reagan. You know, the Star Wars element. Keep the volume down.
Focus.
Yeah, I've sort of moulded the two men together. But both of them, I think, were very much at the forefront of saying there's a galaxy out there.
Do you want to answer the question, though?
Yes. Okay. Do I not believe in anything that everyone else believes in?
Yeah, and could you answer it in a camp voice?
Okay. Well, no, I don't think, really. I think it's a case that, you know, I'm very much part of the dominant ideology of where I'm going.
The mainstream.
Yeah, the mainstream view.
You don't keep it camp.
Mainstream. I'm not gazing outside the box, I'm inside the box.
Yeah.
Bit more. Up it.
It's. I don't believe in conspiracies. I think they're naughty. I think they get out of hand. And I think they give people ideas.
Okay. That's exactly...
Full stop.
That's a really good answer. I wasn't expecting it to go all camp, but...
No, I didn't either, and it sort of took that term.
That in itself is... Is that you associate that with truth and... things you believe
what,
in.
What, this camp person
so that
appeared
that
through my mouth?
That gives you more gravitas.
Yeah, I think I think it's more of a homage to that social group. It's not an actual
it's
reflection.
It's impossible to say anything.
Yeah.
I mean, that gives you
power
in that voice, with that voice, I think.
Do you think I should bring it out more? Yeah. I don't know. I'm not sure it's for others to say, really. I wouldn't say it's anything that... I think what the mainstream tell me... I believe.
You're happy to go along with it.
Yeah, because I think the other thing is when it's dark, stars appear. And if we're on a disc, well, that's true. Yeah. It might just be a disc in space.
Yeah.
So maybe I'm talking myself out of that the more I think about it. There's
might
some,
just be a projection.
I mean, you move on from the disc. It hasn't got to be about...
Could be about anything.
Anything. Anything you...
Well, like... I'm trying to think. Things that are stated to be true... Well, I don't think there's anything really that I wouldn't believe. I'm quite happy with the reality around me type of thing. You know, I believe in oxygen, a beating heart.
Do you believe that Paul McCartney is still alive?
Yeah.
Do you believe
or ever existed?
Do you believe that Paul McCartney ever existed?
I do. I totally do.
Why?
There's just too much footage out there.
Well,
since
the
1960s.
Could have just been an act.
It could have been an actor.
I guess they did it with Forrest Gump, didn't they?
Yeah, they did.
And they just done it with Will Smith. They made him young. So, the Gemini Man... So
he
it's
died
possible.
In the 60s.
He died in the 60s. Do you think he did?
I'll tell you why I don't think that's possible is that there's images of him in 60s, 70s, and 80s, and I don't think computer graphics was around then. I don't think technologically they'd have been able to age Paul McCartney.
They could have just got some lookalikes because he did look quite different.
Yeah, he did.
By the time he got to Pipes of Peace,
yes,
he was.
This is
well
true.
Old.
Yeah,
exactly.
I mean, you can see how the internet conjures up these conspiracy thoughts.
Exactly.
Because there are holes.
Right, David, so we're walking on the edge of the afterlife. Should we enter?
Absolutely. You know,
can you paint a picture for the listeners?
Basically, what you've got there is pop that away. You've got a lot of... There's no other human beings around. It's literally
and
just the four of us.
And that's a surprise.
massively because it's the afterlife, and you know, I
must
hope
be somewhere, David.
That, well, they're not around. All we've got is spitting lava and volcanoes. As simple as that, and sort of dark clouds. I can't see anyone else unless they've
hang
start...
on. I think I can see Paul.
Paul?
Paul McCartney.
What, in the afterlife?
Yeah.
Well, that's a bit of a confusing one. He should be... I think he's doing a live tour at the moment, isn't he?
Well,
or recording an album.
You think he is?
That might be one of the venues.
Yeah, you never know. Bridge the afterlife.
Bridge.
Yeah.
The ultimate rock and roll destination of decadent behaviour.
Because Keith Chegwin's dead now, isn't he?
Yeah.
Yes.
That's,
he
is. That's
someone
weird,
told me
isn't it?
Some interesting things about Keith Chegwin, apparently.
Okay, top three interesting things about Keith Chegwin. Here we go.
Number one, well, it's not really interesting. It's more sad in the sense that he did have a drinking issue.
Number two.
Apparently, he used to hide alcohol in bushes.
Number three.
And he would say to his wife, he was taking the dog for a walk, but he would just go back to those bushes.
So it's mainly alcoholism.
Yes. Which, you know, it's not really, you know, interesting. It's more of a sad anecdote. But he was happy on TV, which is the main thing.
That well, is one fact.
I go, well, you know, it's like anything, isn't it? They all come together to form a bigger... Yeah, it is one fact. You're right. He used to drink behind his wife's back.
Okay.
Which just, you know, which
okay.
we all
okay.
do.
Okay.
I'm not married, but if I was, I imagine.
What,
he's drinking behind your wife's
TV,
back?
Didn't
he? Sorry?
What
was
he got his cock out on TV, didn't he?
Oh, on Channel 5? Yes, yeah. he did. Yes, he's quite
okay.
right. It was a game show, wasn't it?
Okay, so here's a question from someone on Patreon. His name is Bryn Evans.
That rings a bell, doesn't it? I don't know.
Does it?
Yeah, I don't know why. It's strange, but...
His question is, come up with a new system of measuring horses, not imperial, metric or hands.
Right, so I can't measure them via ponies then, because that would be the natural thing, wouldn't it? You'd...
What?
If measuring a horse, you would then place maybe a pony next to it. Two ponies is the average length of a horse. And instead of, like, you know... any particular... Is this what we're saying? Measurements? A new
yeah,
form of measurements?
A new way of measuring a horse. So you're saying just put a couple of ponies...
Yeah, so it'd be like... Well, think it through. It'd be a case
don't
of...
Don't talk to me like that, David.
I will absolutely not.
Is that your final answer?
Is that your final answer? Ponies?
Yes, but let me just clarify a bit more. It'd be a case of how big's that stallion? About four ponies. And then just imagine your average pony, all four of them lined up... And that's going to be the length of your stallion. Does that make sense to a certain degree, does it? Or have I misunderstood something there?
No.
I've got
no,
to come up with a new mathematical system.
Yeah.
So I would go with that.
Right.
That would be...
What do you measure ponies in?
I measure ponies in... well, I would do like a Google survey or whatever, and I'd find out the average, you know, length of a pony, and that would be what we'd be looking at. I mean, how much is
what
pony
do you measure
money?
Ponies in?
A pony and trap. A monkey.
A monkey. I'm sure ponies is...
Don't point.
Sorry.
That's two.
Keep doing that. I apologise. Sorry. A pony, I'm pretty sure, is also money.
150.
There we go. Wonderful
what,
stuff.
Is it?
I think so.
Ponies, 150.
£150 and also the length of a stallion. No, that's four ponies.
Okay. All right.
Apologies. I was confident with it and now it's just deteriorated.
So, Steve, we do a section in the podcast called the Golden Question section.
Yes,
and that's
absolutely.
Where David gets a chance to ask the guest a question.
Yeah.
So, have you got a question for Steve?
I certainly have. I'm quite, well, I don't want to, you know, be cocky about it, but I think it's something that grabbed my
buying
interest.
Buying time.
No, not at all. Not at all. I've got plenty of time. I don't need to buy it. It's basically more and more scientists realise that memory is not as sharp and as vivid.
What's the question?
Sorry, yeah, quite right.
Get to the question.
We've all got memories.
What is the question?
Yep.
Here we go.
So, we've all got memories.
Yeah.
How real? Talking about
the
truth.
What's the question,
yeah,
dude?
No, you're quite right.
Spit
so
it
we'll
out.
Get, no, yeah, we'll get straight to that. So, how real are your memories? So, because a case of a lot of people saying that you sort of create memories in your head. Like, I'm not saying who you think
what
is your
is
dad
the
isn't
question?
Your dad. So it's a case of how reliable are your memories?
How reliable are
so,
my memories?
Sometimes it might be a case of childhood.
David, you've got one question to bring to an episode.
Honestly, I'm not
That's
doing
good.
It
it's
justice.
Good. I like it.
Okay, how reliable are your our memories?
So, you know, for instance, I've been on family holidays with my family back in the 80s. And it was a case of, I said, oh, they were great fun. Yeah. And my brother went into it in detail and said, they weren't that great, Dave. And he spoke about, you know, my dad's depression, all that sort of stuff. Just yeah. bits, you know. And you sort of think, yeah, you're probably right.
So it might be to do with your personality changing
yes.
them slightly.
Absolutely.
So if you have a depressive personality, you remember the same.
Totally,
that's what
yes.
you're saying.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I'd say.
Thank you for your help with that. Yeah. Right, it's just sort of guiding things. Because I think I had legs, but I was sort of stumbling a bit.
You know what, David? It's a good question. And so,
thank you, Brian.
I'm going to play a little penny whistle.
Oh, thank you.
And there you go.
Oh, that's nice. It's hugely appreciated. Things like
that's
that
nice.
Keep me going.
Yeah.
So what do you think about your memories? Sorry, I didn't mean to...
Well, I think mine aren't very reliable. Probably because I'm a positive person like you are.
Oh, thank you.
So,
that's
you know,
good,
I,
yeah.
I tend to remember the nice things and forget all the dark
Any memories
horrors.
You think, if you dug deep, they probably would be a horror?
I think so,
You're asking Steve to talk about some terrible
yeah. Oh, no, I don't want to apply to
on
that.
This podcast.
I don't want to start peeking into that degree, but, you know, perhaps Christmases weren't as...
Bridge of death.
Yeah, indeed.
Yeah,
well,
I know.
This is the time to reveal it.
I feel like I'm on the bridge of death.
The last questions
before I go in.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's interesting because a lot of identities based around
this.
This
really happened. I know.
And
a lot of them are. Take them away, and you. What are you? Just an amoeba or something?
Yeah, it's frightening, isn't it?
It really is.
David, could you do an impression of an amoeba?
Like one that appears in a Pixar film?
Whatever.
Because I don't actually.
Just, I want to see what. Straight away, go.
It'd just be a large tongue, sort of. It's like some kind of like tongue element. I don't think, unless you want to, you know, give
okay.
it a human aspect, like the Lion King.
Well,
film.
Let's just see. Can I see your impression of two amoebas talking to one another? Go.
Hello, Harold. How are you?
I quite like the way you did it before.
With the tongue.
It's the sort of sound of the tongue. Ready, go.
What are they saying? I think they're just sort of eating. they're just sort of loudly eating.
Yeah, what? Surely they were saying something.
That sounded quite involved.
Or it could be a mating call because it seemed as though it was
they were getting on quite well, weren't they?
Fueled, yeah. Yes.
All right, can we hear one sort of coming onto the other? Go.
Elgada.
Sounds like a dodgy 1970s.
It does have that film sort of 16mm
yeah.
sort of thing Travis Bickle will be watching
yeah,
in a,
go
sort
down
of a porn theatre. Yeah.
Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Yes! Well done. That's quite an interesting
played,
one.
Charles.
That was good.
Charles.
That's quite right.
Probably an actual film.
Wonderful.
I'm sure it exists.
Yeah.
It does.
Can we hear this amoeba come onto the other one? We'll have a bit of romantic music underneath it. Here we go. What have they just said to the...
That was more romantic. It wasn't just
they must have said something.
You complete me, basically. It was more. It was quite, you know, idealistic in the jungle. You know, it wasn't just about flesh and creating the new breed, the next generation.
They're merging. Like,
yes,
that's what they
souls
do, isn't it?
Coming together.
Mm. I mean, yeah.
Yeah, they do, don't they? They change colours.
I don't know. Yeah.
Very sort of politically correct creature in a way, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, they are. Yeah.
You know, it's not going to be...
It's not invasive, it's inclusive.
Yeah. Very.
Don't shout.
Absolutely.
Don't shout,
sorry, keep it low. Yeah.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
James, have you got a question for David at all?
So hypothetically, you've been given the job of writing the next Indiana Jones film.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
But you have to include in the script that Indiana Jones has come out as being gay.
Why would... Okay, that's fair enough. No, that's absolutely... Where would you take the amoebas? Where do I take the story? I think...
And that is how you ask the question.
Thank you. Yeah, well done. Yeah. I'm here to learn. Absolutely best friend, best critic, okay. The robot there.
So what would the plot be?
Right, well...
Break it down really quickly.
So bang. Straight away. It's going to be Indiana Jones 5. It's set in the 60s.
Quick.
And homosexuality isn't quite legalised.
Quick.
He tries to outrun a boulder, but it crushes him, and it crushes his frontal lobe where his sexuality lies. His lobe becomes bent, and he becomes homosexual.
Bent?
Slightly to the side type of thing. And he becomes sort of bisexually curious in a way. And then he's got to escape to France.
Quick.
The real prize is finding his real sexuality.
Okay.
That's the artifact he's got to find.
Okay.
That he's fallen in love with a man, a fellow male archaeologist.
Right.
And like any end of any Indiana Jones film, he's about to get the gold or whatever. It slips through his hands, drops down a gap. And instead, though, he gets a kiss from a bloke, and he thinks that's a lot better than anything else I could put in a museum.
Hey!
Simple as that.
Brilliant, David.
No, thank you. It just sort of came to my head, really. It'd be quite an exciting film to watch on IMAX.
So anything else you can see in the afterlife?
Any afterlife?
Are you scared of dying, David?
Very much so.
Oh, yeah.
I never used to be, but since turning 40, I lay in bed and think about it. Oh, if I'm sat on a seat or waiting for a bus.
Yeah.
I just think, God, this is just all going to come to an end, like a TV show turned off.
Yeah.
And there's just not going to be another series. And I'm going to be, you know, I don't like the idea of being in a box underground, but I guess someone can just set a light to me so I can avoid that.
I hate the idea of someone setting a light to you.
The only thing is, though, I just do not like the idea. I mean, obviously, I'd be turned off, you know, but I don't like the idea of being in a box under the ground, particularly when it's raining for some reason.
Why raining?
I think of, like, relatives when it's raining. I think, dear God, you're like in a bloody cemetery somewhere, and it's hailing down, railing, it's raining. It's really quite grim out there, and you're under the earth in some box.
Wow.
You know, yeah. It's quite a grim thought. I just wouldn't like the idea of that.
Being in a box and it's raining.
Yes. I mean, maybe that's because I wear a lot of coats. You know, I do feel the weather. I don't know.
Mm.
I mean,
I don't know. Would you rather be out of a box or...
Oh, absolutely. Just... Wandering around, interacting with society.
Yeah, I mean, but be dead at the same as well. Would you rather be
walking... hanging in a tree or... what would they... Where would they put me?
I don't know what the alternatives are, but... I don't know.
I mean, like a roomy pyramid or something like that, do you mean?
Yeah.
I could see you having a Viking burial, David.
Absolutely. A Viking burial would be fine. I like the idea of just being burnt and literally just going
sent
into
downstream.
The...
I don't like that idea. I don't like that idea, David.
Being burnt?
I don't like the idea of you being burnt.
Well, I mean, in actual fact, you've probably got more control over that than anyone if you're still around. Yeah, you know I mean, you could change the funeral. I'm happy for you to do what you wish with me. Do you know what I mean? I think I'd be in capable hands, and if you feel as though, you know, it would give you restless nights knowing that I'm chucked into some flames like a barbecue, I'd happy. What would you prefer, me to be buried?
Steve, have you got another question for...
Here we go. That's quite right. David. Let's move on.
Well, that's quite... I mean, I was quite fascinated by that.
Oh, like, we can go back to it.
Yeah, the
okay, we've never done this before. We're going back to a question.
That's fair. I think I was losing my way with it, but
the afterlife.
Rewind.
Yeah.
Could James do a big rewind sound effect there? And we're back.
I thought you meant that, James. Sorry, I thought you know.
The James Anderson.
Oh, sorry, I apologise.
And we're back. Right.
The master of post-production.
I mean, do you think it matters what happens to you?
Oh, what, when I'm...
Yeah.
Well, no, because that's a conflict in my head in the sense that I'm very much aware it doesn't matter. I'm just going to be like a flesh puppet who's had his, you know, cords cut off. You know, it's like at the end of the day filming Thunderbirds, isn't it? Jamie, I've just been put away in a box and just forgotten about. But there's just that... I don't know.
How do you think you will die, Dave? What do you think will be the thing that gets you?
I mean, even saying that now fills me with fear, but I think it's just going to be a very nasty NHS downward spiral.
What?
Do you know what I mean? A kind of like nurses not turning up, properly changing my...
But what is the thing that's going to put you in the hospital?
Oh, God. I think it's going to be the big C, one of those.
Just say it.
Cancer. That's the one. It's just going to come knocking and I'm going to have to open the door. You know, it's going to force
cancer
its way in.
Cancer the what? Just say it.
Oh. It'd be like some kind of brain thing, I think. Okay. So, tumour, something like that.
Okay.
Which is pretty horrific.
Yeah.
And you just think, oh, God, I've wasted all those years. And, it's going to be a tough hurdle to get over. If I can even get over it. I think most people get one leg over and they just get stuck. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? They're just stuck there and it's... But it's waiting for us all, isn't it? It's simple. I think people who die in their sleep is the best one, isn't it?
Well, how do you know?
This is true. I don't know, you sort of slip away and that would be it, really.
Maybe it's painful. Don't know.
Yeah, you're quite right, you don't know.
No, you don't.
Or maybe just a bullet to the head very quickly sort of
turned off.
No, I wouldn't do it myself. I wouldn't have the ability to actually load a gun and place it to my head and then...
Would you want someone to do it for you?
If I knew I had a dark hallway of an existence in front of me sort of thing... even then, I don't think so. Maybe an injection.
Would you be a jumper? Would you jump?
No, I think I'd just take a lot of morphine.
Yeah.
And just float away. So, yeah, it's a case of if I knew something quite dark was in front of me, I think, you can go to Sweden, can't you? And they can give you...
Dignitas, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And what do they give you there? Is it a pill or something?
Did you see
that Terry Pratchett documentary?
Oh, Dignitas. Alzheimer's? Was that on? No.
I saw the... Yeah. Didn't see the
where he went to Dignitas.
Oh, I don't think I've seen that one. I've seen
horrendous.
The Alzheimer's one. And why did he go? Because he knew he had Alzheimer's at that point.
Yeah.
And he was considering doing something like that himself. Gosh.
And he watched someone take the...
I have to see if
juice.
I can find that on
is
YouTube.
Is it juice? Death juice?
Is it death juice? Goodness me. Good egg. It's quite dark, isn't it?
I think so. It's horrible. It was horrible. It took about 5 minutes. And he sort of watched
and bongo.
Huh? Umbongo. It wasn't Umbongo, mate.
Umbongo.
It's me. Umbongo laced with something else.
Do they have it in vending machines?
Dignitas. Yeah.
So is Dignitas the name of the hospital or the place? Or?
I think it's the name of the hospital.
Right.
The drive-through company.
That would be a very bizarre place to... I'm surprised they've never done a drama set there, like an HBO...
They
quite
do
dark
drive-throughs
drama.
Now.
They do drive-throughs now. Goodness me, that's...
What, Dignitas? Do they?
Conveyor belt.
It's not really through, though, is it?
No.
Going to the car park afterwards and it just happens. So did he seem as though he was in a lot of pain or...
What?
Was he in a pain?
Yeah,
or?
He was, yeah.
See, I wouldn't be interested in that.
Well,
it
was only brief, but yeah. Like a bad stomach ache or something.
Oh, God. No, I wouldn't be interested in any form of pain.
And his wife was sort of comforting him.
Yeah, that's just, horrific, isn't it, really? Do you know what I mean? I wouldn't go for that at all. That wouldn't be what I'd be interested in. Because that's like a side night tooth or something like that, isn't it? Having to go through, you'd be going through 5 minutes of intense panic and anxiety. I'd want more like, when the doctor gives you one too many painkillers and it's just sort of like, you know, you're just sort of swimming and it's quite enjoyable and then you're just swimming out of existence, ultimately.
We've never gone this dark, have we, Davis?
No, it's pitch black. I don't know where I'm going, really. It's just sort of
in the afterlife. You've got to talk about it.
Yeah, that's what it's all about, the afterlife.
Yeah.
Do you believe in the afterlife?
Do you know, I would usually say, oh, I wish I did, but I think it'd be a nightmare if it existed, because it'd just be another system. It's like, right, I'm here now. Who's in charge? What are the politics? It'd be like having to do a new job. You know, you're trying to get a vibe of, you know, who do I get printing credits from? Where are the vending machines? Stuff like that. It'd just be like, oh, God, I can't be done with this.
Okay, what about if it's nothing like this?
Just when you've got to know everyone in this life.
Exactly. Just when you've got to know everyone. Which
once
just...
I've worked out the rules. Sorry, Brian.
No, what about if it's nothing like this life? What?
No, I don't think...
So what could it be? Something completely different.
Well, the thing
could
is...
Could you tell us what it looks like, the afterlife? Something completely different from this life.
I think...
It might be quite cool.
Well, the only thing that would be different within this...
Could
if
you
there
be
was
like
afterlife.
A tour guide? Go.
Yes. Hello and welcome to the afterlife. As you can see now, we are all part of one enormous gas. And your notion of identity and individuality has become evaporated. And like a John Lennon lyric, we are all one. And we're just part... John Lennon. And we're just passing through the solar system... Like microbes.
And what
basically.
Is this over here, David?
What's this?
Over there is a wormhole.
It's got to be something that doesn't exist. In
oh,
it
doesn't exist okay. whatsoever.
And what's that over there, David?
That is a Contra Kanaka, which is a form of doorway, which would allow you to go into a different realm, basically. Don't use
and
it without being
surprised. What is that over here, David?
That is a sakakaka, which is basically a form of seat or bed. It's kind of like a hammock.
No, but we have a bed in this world, so it can't be like something in this world.
Basically, it's something you can lean on and stand at the same time. So it's not like a
what
chair.
What is standing?
Very true. Yeah, because I'm gas.
Got,
I
no,
can't even.
Got
it's got to be completely different, David. Go.
It's basically.
What's that over there, David?
That is a soup. And
no,
that
no.
soups exist. That is a rack-a-cat, cack-a-cat, cat. And that is... It's basically a new form of space.
No. It can't be anything that we've got any, you know...
Anything physical.
Yeah. Something brand new for
something
us, David.
A
new
structure. I don't know why I can't come up with... Yeah, a new structure.
you don't know why you can't come up with something brand
new. Yeah, that should come up with some...
Brand new.
Something a brand new concept. It's kind of a. I think we've just got to let the imagination roam.
But come on.
If you manage this, I think we're onto some really big breakthrough here.
It really would be that, wouldn't it?
It's like, we're seriously, we'll have to call in.
What would
David,
be the
come on, what is that over there? Come on.
It would
and
be.
What is that?
It's a new emotion.
No. Go. What is that over there?
That over there is a rack-a-cat-cat-cat-cat, and it is basically a, everything I'm thinking about is based on something else that exists.
Come on,
yeah,
quick.
I'm sorry about this, it's just a case
what
of...
What is that for?
Yeah, I'm trying. Charles, believe me, I'm not being lazy here. I'm digging deep.
This is quite difficult.
It is difficult.
You would like it.
No, that's true. It's true. Come on, chill out. What is that, David, though?
It is a form of, liquid that exists.
Perhaps the problem is actually using words to describe
it.
It might be better.
I know, the language is quite limited,
just,
isn't
exactly,
it?
It's just holding you back, isn't it?
It's a vibe.
Okay, so what is that over there, David?
That is a sakancha.
And what does that do?
And that is a circumference of... That is a...
Use clicking sounds.
Simple as that. They're the coordinates.
The what?
The coordinates. Wouldn't exist.
No.
It doesn't conform to dimensions.
It doesn't conform to dimensions at all.
No.
What are the dimensions again? You've got one dimension, two dimensions, three dimension, IMAX.
IMAX,
four dimension, 3D. Fourth dimension is time. And then what's the fifth dimension?
No one knows.
That's a Twilight Zone or something like that, isn't it? Some kind of parallel realm.
Okay.
And a dimension in a pear tree.
Oh, dear. So, should we move on? That's a good section, David. Well done.
It makes the mind boggle.
It's hard, isn't it? It's hard.
Very
it
hard is, coming up with new concepts.
It's really hard.
That's what Stephen Hawking spent his whole career doing, and, you know, he was incredibly intelligent.
He's not dead, Stephen
Hawking. He is dead, yeah. He died last year, I think.
Blimey. It's a bit of
even,
a shock to
even
system.
He died, yeah.
David.
Sorry.
No, not at all.
Steve Jobs. Sorry.
He's over there signing with Paul.
He's over there signing with Paul, signing autographs.
Oh, blimey, celebrities.
Yeah, except they wouldn't be autographs in the afterlife. What would they be, David?
They would be...
what are they called?
Well, autographs in the... I'm trying to think, instead of an autograph, it'd be more like...
What's it called? Something completely different.
Sana Kakon. Okay. Something like that. Something's bizarre. It sounds a bit oriental, which is unfortunate.
Signing... What is it? So they're signing...
Sana Kakon, something like that.
Okay.
I'm trying to come up with a brother like Tolkien, a new language,
slightly
isn't it?
French.
It's sort of a mixture of two, Europe
French
and Asia
it, yeah.
coming together.
Fusion.
So we have a final guest question section.
Yeah.
And this is much more laid back, isn't it, David?
Oh, yes, it's a lot more chilled out.
So we're going to have some ambient music playing.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
We're all going to relax a bit. This is a final question.
Just sort of kick
Steve.
Back and enjoy each other's company.
Exactly. Here we go. Have you got a question for
me?
David?
Oh,
sorry,
yeah.
Steve. Yeah.
Okay. What is your favourite walk?
Okay, that's lovely. So, lovely bit of music playing. Maybe some water. We need some hot water rippling. And David's going to talk about his favourite walk.
I think definitely.
Could you whisper?
Yeah, I think definitely my most favourite of all walks is when I go to Swanbourne Park, which is near where I live in Arundel. It's got a large duck population, and I don't really feed them. I don't see any need for that. But I sort of listen to a podcast, and it's got quite a gothic, moody, wintry feel to it. It's one of those places where you enjoy walking there, but then you suddenly realise you've got to walk back, and that's a bit tiresome. But, I think a local duck pond surrounded by oak trees.
So, just to end the podcast, David, could we have a little moment where we hear you walk around Swanbourne Park and up to the lake, and then could we hear you just chatting to the ducks about your life and where you think you're heading?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
thank
certainly.
You so much for coming, Steve.
Yeah, thank
my
you.
My pleasure.
Thank
and
you for coming,
thank
James.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
And so here's David walking around the lake in Swanbourne Park.
Thank you.
Thank you as
yeah,
well,
thank
Charles.
Thank you, Charles.
And
thank
you, James, the editor. We're just going to hear David chatting to the ducks about his life and his future. Here we go.
Oh, well, here we are.
Be serious.
Yeah, I'm very serious.
Don't talk to me like that.
Quite right.
Here we go.
Well, here we are once again. It's a Saturday. Just you and me, you as in the collective of ducks, not just one individual duck, there's a whole lot of you. It wasn't as bad my week at work that I said it was last weekend. I was quite stressed about, you know, meeting those targets, but I think you'll all be glad to know that I did meet them. But the promotion's not reality anymore. I sort of hit the ceiling there, I think. But it's good to see that you people are well, not people, ducks, and you're all hanging out. I think this is what I'm lacking, perhaps a community, some kind of connection, which I think you people have got. And I think that's why you rarely seem depressed. You seem quite anxious at times. You're not getting enough food and, you know, warmth, and, you know, the nights are certainly getting longer now. So I certainly wouldn't want to be living in a pond. But... you know, I think you've got something that's lacking in my life, and I think it's a sense of connection to others. You know, you're looking after each other. When that swan comes along, you know, there's immediate communication and collaboration, and I think that's lacking in my office in a big, big way. And in my private life. I don't mind telling you that. You know, I'm just getting that off my chest. So, probably see you next weekend. And we'll take things from there. I really hope I'm not bringing things down for you people, because I think you were more energetic before
ducks.
I turned
they're
up.
Not people,
they're ducks, yeah. So I'm saying people in the loose term of
ducks,
but they've got their own emotions and aspirations, and you know. But they're not people. You're right. They are just not just, but they're birds, type of thing.
They're water birds.
They're water birds. Yeah, aqua birds. Yeah.
Okay, thank you, Steve, for coming along to the podcast. Thank you, James. Thank you, David.
Wonderful stuff, Brian.
Thank you to the ducks. Thank you, Charles and James. And we'll see you on the next show. Bye-bye.
Bye. Take care. Bye.
That was a Mr. Box production.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.